Welcome, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. Great.
Well, we have a couple of events to talk about, but before we do that, I have to get your take on the fiscal conservative Tea Party reaction to what's going on with the budgets. You have the Republicans who are trying to trim another $30 to $40 billion off what the Democrats have already submitted. What's your take on that?
Well, I think we have to push the envelope, and we have to start to cut spending. We're over $14 trillion in debt. That's over $45,000 for every American, and over $4.4 trillion of that is to foreign countries. China being number one at $1.1 trillion. So obviously, we have to make some changes before we get to the point of no return. So, you know, there has to be some cuts. The current level of spending is just not sustainable. It's bankrupting our country, and it's bankrupting our future.
Scott, a lot of the cuts would come to programs that support the elderly, that help the poor and children. The funding will just hurt a lot of people. What's your reaction to that?
I think that's overblown. You know, certainly there's a lot of places they can cut without cutting services to the public. When you, for example, when you look at pay of federal employees, you have over 20% of the federal workforce that makes more than six figures. It's not a model that's sustainable. The people in the private sector, the people out in the heartland here in Michigan are going in the wrong direction. We once used to be a rich state, and now we're a poor state. And all the while, we pay more and more taxes, and Washington, D.C., and federal workers become richer and richer. These are good people trying to put food on the table, but again, this is not sustainable. We have to think about the future of our children and grandchildren and stop borrowing so much money, stop printing so much money, and get our fiscal house in order.
When we talk about the pay for federal workers, many of those who you speak of who earn six figures have high degrees, much experience. Do you believe that they should make less than they make in the private sector?
Not necessarily, but we really have to take into account the whole picture. We have to take into account their generous benefit packages. We have to take into account the amount of vacation time and days off that they receive. Those are a couple perks that they receive that workers in the private sector don't get. So we really have to look very closely at that. And again, we have to control our spending. Old concepts like don't spend more than you have, just basics. You know, we have to start to adhere to those kind of principles and values to get our fiscal house in order.
We're talking with Americans for Prosperity Michigan State Director Scott Hagerstrom on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Now, it's Thursday, April 7th. Tax Day is coming April 15th. And I know in celebration of that, if you will, you're going to have a huge taxpayer Tea Party rally and Michigan Legislative Lobby Day. Talk about that, Scott.
Yes, the hallmark of the event, we're going to have events going on all day and training and speakers, but the hallmark of the day is the noon rally. At high noon, we're going to have a rally on the east steps of the state capitol, and we're going to have speakers like Dick Morris, Fox News contributor and former presidential advisor, and Herman Cain, an activist and talk show host, and other speakers like Ruth Johnson, Bill Schuette, Young, Chief of the Michigan Supreme Court, Justice Young, and we're going to have a rally, and we're going to send a message to politicians. We invite your listening audience to come out and to attend next Thursday at noon. If you want to send a message to politicians that we don't need increased income taxes, we don't need billions spent on unneeded projects, we don't need to go in debt even more, we need to send a message that conservative principles, basic common sense principles, like don't spend more money than you have.
Now, I know that you have the rally starting at 12 noon, but there will be some other opportunities for people to take part in other areas, and I know that starts as early as 8 o'clock at the Central United Methodist Church on Capitol Avenue.
Yes, you can go to Michigan AF. That's S as in Frank, P, AFP.com, MichiganAFP.com. And we have a whole day full of events. In the morning, we're going to have a legislative training on how to effectively lobby your legislator. And at 10 o'clock, we're going to have conservative authors from Michigan, including Craig Wieland, who has written pointed poems. Craig Wieland is a local area businessman here in Lansing. And then at 11, we're going to have, we've invited the politicians, your representatives and senators, to come and give us a report of, you know, a lot of them campaigned and said a lot of great things during the election, but, you know, we're about 3 months into the legislative year. What have you done? What progress have you made towards those, the rhetoric that you had talked about during the election? And then we're going to have the rally. And then after that, we're going to have a forum with candidates and prospective candidates running for U.S. Senate. And then after that, we're going to have a movie, Kids Aren't Cars, which focuses on the struggles of the Detroit public schools and of the financial manager, Robert Bob. So we, for those that want to come out for the whole day, we welcome you to come on out. But at the very least, we for those that have limited time, we ask that you at least come out for the rally and send a message to the politicians that we need changes. We need to get our fiscal house in order.
All right.
The current course we're on is not acceptable.
All right, Scott, as we let you go, are you happy with the governor's first quarter performance?
There's been some positives. You know, he's working on some things that we don't agree on, but we certainly agree with some of the things he's done in terms of deregulation. We agree with some of the things he's done in terms of making some changes to assist local units of government and school districts that are on the brink of bankruptcy. And that all works towards, you know, our goals of getting our fiscal house in order. You know, but there are things we don't agree with. He wants to increase income tax collections by 33%. One way he's going to do that is permanently increase the state income tax on all families by 9%. The income tax is by law scheduled to go back to its original rate of 3.9, and he wants to freeze it at 4.25. Governor Granholm tried to pause the income tax back in 2003 for 6 months, and the Republicans screamed that that was a tax increase. Now we have a Republican governor, not only a temporary pause, but a permanent pause, which amounts to a 9% income tax increase. We don't really hear from our Republican friends. They're not so upset when it comes from a Republican governor. So, that's a little hypocritical. And we want to say, no, we got to get our fiscal house in order. We got to look out for the average family's budget. And, again, don't spend more money than you don't have.
All right. Scott Hagerstrom is with the Americas for Prosperity Michigan. Well, Scott, we're going to talk to you a couple days before the event. Enjoy your day. Thanks so much for your time.
Great. Thank you.